From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Funeral services for the federal judge killed in the shooting rampage in Tucson over the weekend is getting underway this hour. The services for Judge John Roll are taking place at the same church where services were held for the Tucson shooting's youngest victim, 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green. 4 other people were killed, and among the 13 wounded is Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Doctors say she's improving after being shot in the head. They hope to have her sitting in a chair sometime today. They say she's been opening her eyes, moving her limbs, and responding to familiar voices. A memorial service will be held this afternoon for Richard Holbrooke, the veteran diplomat who died last month. The service will be held at the Kennedy Center in Washington, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Richard Holbrooke was a man who spent decades moving amongst the nations and the world's powerful elite. Many are expected to turn out for his memorial. Holbrooke held many posts during his nearly 50 years of foreign service. His last was the U.S. Special Representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan. And his boss in that role, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, people expected to speak at the service. But arguably, Holbrooke's diplomatic claim to fame was brokering the 1995 Dayton Peace Accords, which helped end the war in Bosnia. Even when he wasn't serving in government, Holbrooke continued to travel through the Balkans, as well as Asia and Africa, to chart the human cost of war and disease, such as HIV and AIDS. Holbrooke was 69 years old when he died. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The government says gas prices are responsible for about 80% of the 0.5 percentage point overall rise in consumer prices in December. A report from the Labor Department shows gas prices climbed 8.5%, but when energy costs are stripped out and costs for food are also excluded, so-called core prices barely budged. Some economists think that could change this year if companies pass on higher costs for raw materials, such as oil, to consumers. In a separate report out today, the Commerce Department says retail sales rose by more than 0.5% last month. Danielle Carson reports.
Shoppers shelled out $381 billion last month, giving retailers their biggest annual sales gain in a decade. But the increases weren't where analysts expected. Building supplies, drugstore, sporting goods, and gasoline sales all rose. But department store sales tanked almost 2%. Clothing store, electronics, and food store sales also fell. Kurt Solomon retail strategist John Long.
What we saw was that consumers did come out and respond to a lot of the early promotions in November, but a lot of that enthusiasm petered out as we went into December.
Shoppers did a good portion of their holiday shopping online, driving up cyber sales 2.5%, the biggest jump in 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Thousands of Tunisians marched in the capital today, calling for representative government and liberty. They're meeting with tear gas and truncheons. Eleanor Beardsley is in Tunis, where the demonstration is growing in intensity.
The crowd of people demanding that Tunisian President Ben Ali step down had been chanting and growing all morning. Suddenly, tear gas cannons rang out and smoke filled the air. Panicked people ran up Tunis's main avenue trying to run into open buildings and get away from security forces. While Tunisian President Ben Ali said there would be no more violence, he obviously wanted to break up today's demonstrations, which proved that his message had been rejected by a large portion of the population. Last night, Ben Ali said that he would give Tunisians more freedoms. Meanwhile, in an alley behind a hotel, Tunisian police beat a group of young people with truncheons. On national television, regular daytime programming continued uninterrupted, and no news of the demonstrations or the police attack was ever broadcast. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis, Tunisia.
After nearly a month of such protests, Tunisia's president is reportedly dismissing his government. Local reports say he's also calling for new legislative elections. Flooding is claiming lives in several parts of the world. In Brazil, nearly 500 bodies have been recovered following mudslides brought on by torrential rains. In Australia, at least 20 people have died, but dozens are still missing in flooding that's hit the country's northeast. And in Sri Lanka, heavy rain has triggered widespread floods and mudslides and has brought sewage into the streets. The death toll is at least 23, and tens of thousands have been forced from their homes. On Wall Street right now, stocks are up, the Dow up 20 points at 11,752. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.